can you imagine a world without fish? Most people would say no. 4.3 billion people rely on fish for 15% of their protein intake. Since climate change can alter our ocean's properties, it is very important that fish can survive through these changes in their environment.
So I remember when I was young, going with my dad for cod fishing and just recreational. My dad was not a fisherman, and I remember, you know, like jigging for cods and feeling like the year after we were jigging for hours and we didn't, get anything. So it did stick with me with the years and definitely did shape the path of my career.
This event is known as the cod crisis. A fish stock was majorly depleted within 1 year. How could something like this happen so quickly? Dr. Chavary, a fish biologist, was inspired by this event and has studied fish extensively in Arctic environments. The cod crisis could be a result of the lack of variation within their species, since it reduces their chances of survival. For example, let's look at the diversity within lake trout in Great Bear Lake.
When you arrive at Great Bear Lake, it's really hard to not fall in love with that system. It is the biggest lake in Canada. And the lake trout there are spectacular. They are the biggest lake trout in the world. And that variation happening in Great Bear Lake in terms of lake trout is unique in North America, in terms that we have four morphotypes that are coexisting in the shallow water. And we never thought that was possible. So what's driving the diversity there still remains a little bit a mystery.
What could this diversity mean for the lake trout species?
Diversity within a species is definitely one of the key for resilience for Arctic system in terms of the changes that are coming up.
What changes do you think might come up?
Well, I mean, when you deal with the Arctic, it always comes up with climate change. And Great Bear is changing, that there's no doubt about that, and it's changing faster than we think.
More specifically, Dr. Chavary is referring to the fact that the Arctic is warming twice as fast as the rest of the world.
What does lake trout diversity have to do with survival through these upcoming changes?
One thing that it's interesting to understand and to observe is the diversity within a species. Because more diversity you have within a species, more chance you have to have resilience in an ecosystem. So if you can understand that better, you can adapt your management program. Then not that we can stop climate change happening, but there's some management effort that can be put in place for that.
Alongside the effects of climate change, lake trout are also susceptible to fishing.
It is known that overfishing is a threat to fish stocks. To what extent does species variation help mitigate these problems?
It has huge difference as well in terms of how vulnerable they will be for subsistence fishery and for commercial fisheries. So,
why is this important for the lake trout in the Arctic?
Nordic fish are really susceptible for overfishing because it takes a lot of time to produce them.
In other words, the fish cannot increase their population size at the same rate that the fish are being removed. This variation in fish can benefit us by promoting financial and food security. If Arctic fish species can successfully survive through these upcoming changes, you will never have to live in the previously imagined world without fish.